Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. 2018 Pella High School graduate Chloe Van Vliet joins us on today's program to talk about a special experience she and her family had at the 2018 Iowa State Fair. Well, Chloe, we heard that you had a big time and fun time at the Iowa State Fair this year, and you were able to win a championship. Why don't you explain to our listeners and to me what you ended up winning and what it meant to ultimately have that happen for you?
So we ended up winning the Iowa State Fair 4-H Heifer Show, which is where all 4-Hers from around the state of Iowa come together to exhibit their cattle. And they have a breeding heifer show and a market steer show. And we happened to win the breeding heifer show on Tuesday afternoon. And it was a big win for our family. It's something that we've never done. We've been fortunate to have a lot of other success, but this was the first time that we indeed won this show. And it probably is up there with one of the best wins that we've had.
Well, and many people may know the Van Vliet Farm near Otley, and you've been showing cattle for a long time, as I understand. How did you first get involved?
So I've grown up on a farm all my life. My dad and Sumner Mapes have Blueprint Cattle Company, where they have about 150 head of Maine Anjou cattle. And so Kate and I have always grown up helping with that. And we've shown since we were around 5 years old, and 4-H since you're in fourth grade, and exhibited every year at the Iowa State Fair and around the country at national shows as well.
Well, and many people have heard your name before on the radio, but it was for your basketball ability when you were playing for the Lady Dutch over the past few years. A different kind of competition, as you were explaining to me. Still some competitiveness, of course, in trying to win, but a very different feeling for you.
Yeah, so I've been blessed to be part of a state championship team in basketball, and it's a totally different atmosphere and vibe just being, as basketball's a team sport, and this isn't, in a way, a team sport, as it's like a family thing and something that you work so hard with your group of cattle people, but in a way, it's an individual thing. And getting the grand champion slap was kind of like an individual like feeling that you can't even describe, just pure joy, I guess.
And Cade, your brother, had a big part in this as well, and I'm sure you're going to credit your parents for helping you along the way. Your family was a big part in this championship.
Yes, Cade especially. Cade was the one behind the scenes that got her ready once for, so you show him class and division, and then he got her ready again for the grand drive. And I don't know, just winning after we won and shaking the judge's hand and then going over to see Cade, and we were both crying, and it was kind of a bittersweet moment, and seeing my family and everybody just being so elated was something that I'll remember forever.
Why don't you explain to our listeners how this process works then at the Iowa State Fair? You know, how do you get a cattle signed up, so to speak, for a competition like this? And when you're a part of it, what are the things that you need to do or you're being judged on as a part of that?
Yeah, so obviously they have the county fair, and that is something that we've always exhibited at. And then the state fair is kind of, I would say, another level up. And so to show, you basically just need to be in fifth grade. You have to complete 1 year 4-H, I believe, and be in fifth grade. And anybody can enter, breeding heifers or market animals. We've always shown breeding heifers. And I guess like on show day, it just takes, well, I guess throughout the summer, it's taken a lot of work with preparation in the barns and working hard every day. But on show day itself, I don't know, it's an early morning. You have to get up, wash the cow to get it looking pretty, so to say. And then you have people like my brother who are very good at what they call fitting, where you actually have hardcore hairspray and a comb, and you have to get the legs looking perfect, and then you clip them with actual hair clippers to get them looking so like you can make the cow look better, so to say, by the way it's fit. And then when you show it, the judge is looking for many different things. It depends, I guess, on the judge. It's kind of like a dog show. Each judge prefers something different. And in general, they're looking for a cow that walks good, has a pretty like neck and front end, is big bellied. I don't know, just a bunch of different things that just depends on the day. And we happen to be lucky enough on Tuesday to the judge to like our cow a lot.
And tell our listeners about the cow herself.
The heifer's name is Reba. Her full name is Reba the Reject. She has a kind of a funny backstory. She's from a guy in Oklahoma, and she was bought, some family bought her that also is from Iowa. They had her for a while, and they didn't think that she was good enough. So we bought her off of another guy who ended up buying her from the people that didn't want her. And so we've had her since December and have shown her, oh, I don't know how many times, probably 6 or 7 times. And most recently, well, she just won the Iowa State Fair, and then she was lucky enough to be reserve national champion this summer in Grand Island at the Junior Heifer Show.
as I understand, your connection with the Iowa State Fair helped you get a scholarship as well. As you've been going your whole life, and going into Co, you got a little extra help from a former governor.
Yes, I was blessed enough to win the Terry Branstad Governor State Fair Scholarship. And that was something that was based off of my involvement in the state fair and what the state fair has done for me and how it's impacted my life. And it truly has, because I've been going since I was, for as long as I can remember, and it's been my favorite time of the year forever. I look forward to it all summer and making memories with all my friends and family.
You did say this is bittersweet, though, because is this the end then of your 4-H participation when it comes to showing, right?
Yes, that was my last show in the show ring. My heifer will go on to show this fall at some major shows, but my brother will show her because I'll be busy with basketball out at Co College. So, yeah, it was my last show, and it is my last 4-H event.
What a way to go, right?
Yes, it was a great way to end, and it couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah. Moral support, anything that you want to... Once again, that was Pella High School graduate Chloe Van Vliet describing her family's special experience at this year's Iowa State Fair. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.